Kieran Thrupp is joining us. Kieran leads Woven Earth, which is a charity that has now furnished more than 1,000 homes for survivors of domestic abuse, turning empty houses into safe, livable spaces for whānau starting over. Kieran, thank you. My name's Dale. It is a pleasure to welcome you along to Radio Wātea. Tēnā koe, Kieran.
Oh, kia ora. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Well, thank you for the mahi you've been doing. Where did the idea come from? Obviously, a cold, unfurnished whare is not great for people who have already found themselves in desperate circumstances. Tell us about starting Woven Earth, please, Kieran, and how this organisation has grown since the early days of helping your first whānau.
Yes, I mean, it's a sad thing, isn't it, to say that we have to, that our service has to exist. I always say that to people because I think, you know, there's a misperception out there that this is a service that is given to whānau who have experienced family harm, but I've learnt from my own first-hand experiences that sadly, there's a huge gap in our system. People, when they are coming out of emergency housing or refuge or what is happening a lot at the moment is people coming out of overcrowded housing into their own permanent house, they have absolutely nothing to set it up. So they go to MSD and they can't get a loan, or they're already maxed out with a loan, whatever their circumstances are, but that would only buy them a fridge and a washing machine, which we know that that's not how you start a house. I mean, it's essential, but it doesn't create a home. So we step in, we work with frontline agencies across the whole of the Auckland region, and we set up houses for these families. So an agency will connect us to a family in need, and they will tell us their favourite colours and their interests and their hobbies, and that's where we start to tailor a house to who they are.
Tēnā koe. Are they donated goods or are they brand new? I mean, we know that our oppies, op shops have got plenty of good gear in them, or do you prefer to source new if you can?
So what we do is I've set a really high dignity radar. So this is all about restoring whānau's dignity. So we say so about 60% of what we give is excellent condition second-hand items. And 40% is brand new. So it's things that you wouldn't want to receive as second-hand yourself, like a pillow. We honour them with a brand new pillow. Cutlery, towels, duvet inners. Those kinds of items are really important to give as brand new. And so we accept donations from people, second-hand stuff, but we also rely on financial donations to keep us going and keep these houses furnished because, we're doing about 4 houses a week. Last week it was 5, but the need is definitely out there and there's zero cost to a family to access our service. So from the transport to the guys lifting it into the house, the whole lot.
Kieran, obviously we can sense that for people in tough circumstances, this could be, you know, a kindness that they have missed out on in recent times, so obviously it's impactful for them. What about for you, Kieran? How does it make you feel when you see whānau who've come out of terrible conditions walk into a whare that looks, feels, smells nice and the kids feel safe? What does that do for you and your staff?
It's the saddest thing, but it's the most rewarding and uplifting thing because you see them. They're on their knees. They're totally broken. The world has, dealt them a pretty rough hand, and their children. We have a massive focus on children. So you see these kids and they're nervous and they don't know what to expect when they come to meet us at their house. We open that door and there's a transformation almost immediately. There's a lot of tears from both sides, from my volunteer team, myself, and the families, and the agencies. You know, often it's the first time the agency has been able to do something in the most positive, impactful way to help their families out. So it is, it's bittersweet. That's all I can say. I just think, thank goodness we're here to do this. How sad that we're needed. But the way that we can see the families standing a bit taller, by the time we leave, it's starting to sink in. You know, we hand over the house to them and they're looking around and their shoulders, they start to stand a bit taller, their head goes up, their mana almost restores, because they look and they say, you don't know me, and you've done this, complete strangers, and you care enough about us. This is incredible. It's the most overwhelming sense of love for them. It's the best way that we can help and support people to break the cycle of family violence, to get back on their feet, and to honour their lives.
Tēnā koe, if you're listening today, the kaupapa is called Woven Earth. Now, Karen, you've got to put food on your table too, and you mentioned volunteers. How might others help, Karen?
Look, I'm really open about it. We, as much as we need the items to fill the houses, we need the money to come in to keep the doors open and keep this operation going, particularly now more than ever, because demand is so high. Transport costs have absolutely skyrocketed and blown our entire budget out of proportion, because we have running two diesel vans. So my transport team are paid. So we do have a really small paid team of contractors to help me. But yes, we do need the financial donations coming in just as much as the items. So if people can jump on our website, wovenearth.org.nz, there's a donate button on there, either directly into our bank account, or you can become a regular donor, which 100% of regular donor money goes 100% back to families. I'm really, really tough on that one. But we also sharing our mahi. It's so, like today, this is incredible, because the more people that find out about us, you just never know who's listening and who might, this might touch their heart and they think, wow, because the impact is immediate and it's so transformative. So on our social media, I show the before and afters, and we share some of the stories of the whānau that we're helping. And so I do encourage people to look at that if they want to get a better understanding of the level of detail we go to honour each life in that family.
Yeah, good on you. The name is interesting. Woven Earth. Why so, Karen?
So I was on a women's refuge with my two children, and it was pretty grim days to rebuild and get through that court system. The word woven, it's about the weaving of kindness and hope to make it possible to one day think that you'll be part of the world again, and we all need to feel that. So it's the weaving of all this magic, all these donations, all these incredible people that come in to support our community to get these families back on their feet and part of the world again.
Well, I want to wish you well, and thank you for highlighting the work that you're doing, the volunteers who are part of it, but perhaps most importantly, the impact that it's having on whānau who are coming out of such tough circumstances and walk into a beautifully furnished whare and look around and say, for real, is this ours? And you say, yeah, this is yours.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Karen. Good talking with you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Tēnā koe.